Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Good morning, Patriots. Welcome to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Coming out of Spokane, Washington this morning. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you and good morning everyone out there. Welcome to Fired Up Friday.
Yeah! That's right, Christian Crusader Patriots in the fight for Christendom, and it is under attack.
Yes, and this year, those sword fights in the background could actually be authentic before too long.
No kidding. Wow.
Oh my gosh.
Well, there's plenty for us to hit on today, plenty for us to be fired up about. I'm still fired up about the Congress, 60-some Congress members go down to the border, and we need to advocate for stronger measures. This is out of control. First of all, 3 years late.
Yep.
Secondly, we don't need you to advocate anymore. We need enforcement. We need action now.
Yep. We need
not
people.
Advocacy.
We need people put in prison. We need charges of treason leveled to every single one of those people that's responsible for that. And anything short of that means you're not doing your job. And so,
right. What are you getting paid for? You got to pay it back.
Right, exactly.
You're not doing your job. All those wages, you owe us.
Yep, because the nation is lost while you have been in office. Every last stinking one of you guys. Sure, there's been a couple people that have made the statements and put up a good fight, but nobody has been effective. And so, here's the deal. It's just going to come down to the American people having to defend themselves from this invasion of all of these 100,000 plus CCP Chinese soldiers that are now in the nation, getting ready to do whatever they're planning to do.
Oh, not to mention Hamas and Hezbollah and ISIS fighters and who knows who else that are also there's an abundance of evidence showing that they're coming in as well.
That's right.
So. What a mess. And, the very people whose only job it is to protect our borders, protect our country, they're facilitating it.
Yep.
There's another report that just came out, which corroborates what we already know and what we've been reporting on. And that's the NGOs, these non-government organizations that are facilitating the invasion.
Child trafficking.
And the invasion, including the UN. We need to stop funding tomorrow. Stop funding the UN.
That's right.
Clear that building out of New York. Put it up for rent for businesses that are actually producing something or something. Get them off our land.
That's right.
They are facilitating this. And the Red Cross, the Doctors Without Borders, I've got a whole list of more, and we've talked about this before, handing out maps, providing cell phones, providing how to avoid, apps to avoid Border Patrol, guiding them on what to say when they come in.
So there's something else that, that it's like the elephant in the room, right? What do the American people do now that all of these invader soldiers and military men are in this nation waiting for the word to say, go ahead and attack? What do the people do of America that are now, we're unprotected. We've got a communist coup in charge of our military, making sure our military is nowhere to be found in the United States while we're being invaded by 100,000+ Chinese soldiers. And they're, like I said, all of these sleeper cells are just waiting. And so there is that one thing that you had described before of laws of land warfare, where it says if any nation, this is a global thing, if any nation is invaded by another nation, the people of that nation have the right to defend themselves and basically shoot to kill.
Yeah, the Geneva Conventions, the Hague Conventions, the laws of land warfare, internationally recognized, you know, conduct for war, and also LOAC, which is the laws of armed conflict. And, you know, there, it's very clear. You have the right to defend your nation when you from an enemy invasion, to include lethal force. I mean, you can engage enemy combatants when they invade your land. And we're talking about, you know, a soldier, an armed soldier. You don't have to be under a chain of command. You don't have to be given orders.
That's right. You don't have recognized. To wait. You don't have to wait for the governor to say it's okay for you to defend yourself. If you see Chinese soldiers suddenly march on any town with weapons drawn or weapons, period.
Armed. Yeah.
Armed tanks, you name it, whatever they might show up with, you have the right to act as if you are now at war.
Yeah, and that unfortunately, you have, when they do decide to go operational, you're going to have, if this regime is still in place, if this goes down before Trump can get back in, this regime here is going to be like a bunch of little pit bulls nipping at your heels while you're trying to defend your country. They're going to be going after American citizens trying to defend themselves to prosecute and disarm. And I mean,
right. And so at that point, I mean, that's the point of throwdown, because we're being attacked, and that's the point of war. And so who cares what those people are doing at that point? You know, once war is going and anybody shows up with weapons organized and drawn, anybody trying to take over a city or a town anywhere in this nation, it's on.
You would be free to engage according to all international laws of armed conflict.
That's right.
Yeah. Boy, what it's amazing that we're actually having this conversation, and it's not just a theoretical, hypothetical
right.
thing. I mean, this is something that's very serious when you look at the signs and indicators, and look throughout history. Anytime a country was taken over, you've got all kinds of warning signs and people screaming from the rooftops being ignored until it's too late.
Right, exactly.
And then they're like, well, we'll never let this happen again. We'll learn from that. Well, then you don't.
Well, and that's the thing. Our elections are completely corrupt, so we have no power of the vote. It's fraudulent elections, one after another. We are watching Congress and the entire judicial system be completely worthless, as well as unconstitutional, and siding against American law instead of going yeah. after criminals. They've become the criminals themselves. And so at this point, when we have no vote, we have no military to defend us because we've been taken over in a communist coup. This is the point we're at. They just said 100,000 plus Chinese soldiers, military men, are now in this nation.
And they're puzzled that true American citizens are like at a boiling point now.
Right.
And well, quite frankly, fired up.
That's right. Exactly.
Yeah. And they're scared of that too.
Yes. And they ought to be, because amidst the whole Epstein information release, which is why they did it, they did this at the same time, and no coincidence there, that President Trump released the summary of election fraud that stole the 2020 election.
Yes.
And so we're going to get to that after the break.
Absolutely.
As well, because yep. that is the biggest news that they're trying to have everybody ignore and not even hear about. So we're going to make sure we scream that from the rooftops for them.
And here, this is not one single talk show with a couple of talk show hosts just ranting and raving about their view of the world. This is an echo of what is being sounded off across the nation.
Yep.
By millions of people are having this discussion. This is what people who really care about their country, Christian patriots, are talking about around the kitchen table, or you know, at the down at the restaurant, the cafe.
That's right.
This is, I mean, it's there. That's what's on people's minds.
Well, and our listening audience has been very, very well educated for the past 4 years now through this show, because we have not held anything back. We have been truthful about everything in the news, and well, our listeners know that.
Yeah, and they share the same sentiments.
Right.
Along with millions of others.
That's right. Well, and you know, okay, so switching gears, we have got some super great news. Earlier this week, I asked for prayers for a friend of ours, John in Colorado, who had a case of shingles.
Oh, yeah.
That he asked us if we would be willing to pray for him, and we said by all means. And so we prayed, and we also talked about it here on the show for our listening audience so that they would pray for him as well. And we posted it on our Telegram channel and asked people on the Telegram channel to pray for him. And well, so it's fascinating. He said after the first day of praying, he actually got a full night's sleep for the first time in a long time.
Yep.
And so we kept praying and we kept praying. And then a couple days later, he said, Again, I've had the best sleep that I've had in ages. And then we got an email from him today saying, I wanted to let you know that I am now completely over my bout of the shingles.
Wow.
Praise God and thank you both for your prayers.
In a week. This is just awesome. So, yeah, there's the prayers.
Praise God.
We were praying and we put out the call for our listeners to join us in prayer. I'm sure many did.
That's right. God is listening.
Glory to God.
Glory to God. Praise God for healing John of the shingles. And geez, that's just awesome.
Yeah.
We're so ecstatic for him.
God is alive. He's on the move. And we see evidence of it all around. So we have that. That's our hope. And we're excited about that because we belong
sure.
to him.
Yep.
And despite whatever's going on in the world. And we can be furious at the injustices and the wrongs, but we also can look to him and say, he has already overcome the world and we belong to him. So that's just awesome.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Woohoo.
So, let's get to the word of the day.
Okay.
Kind of excited about the fun. It's been some really, really cool. Just every day, the word of the day is just,
well, God is with us and he hears us and he's proving it every single day. We're so blessed and God, we love you. So we want to hit the word of the day, which came to us as a random turning for Fired Up Friday from 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 3 through 12, which reads under the title, God's Final Judgment and Glory. We are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is fitting, because your faith grows exceedingly, and the love of every one of you all abounds toward each other, so that we ourselves boast of you among the churches of God for your patience and faith in all your persecutions and tribulations that you endure, which is manifest evidence of the righteous judgment of God, that you may be counted worthy of the kingdom of God, for which you also suffer, since it is a righteous thing with God to repay with tribulation those who trouble you, and to give you who are troubled rest with us when the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on those who do not know God and on those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. These shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. When he comes in that day to be glorified in his saints and to be admired among all those who believe, because our testimony among you was believed. Therefore, we also pray always for you that our God would count you worthy of this calling and fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness and the work of faith with power, that the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you and you in him, according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's it.
Wow.
And
you know, you could just summarize that by be encouraged and encourage one another. We're on the winning team. Christ is our Lord. You know what I mean?
Well, that's true, except for the fact that I love the part where he says that in verses 6 and 7 where it says, since it is a righteous thing with God to repay with tribulation those who trouble you, and to give you who are troubled rest with us when the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven with his mighty angels. And then it says, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on those who do not know God and on those who do not obey the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. So not only is it talking about Christians that are being, you know, they're being patted on the back and they're, you know, being given the thumbs up and good job,
yeah, encouraged
from Paul because they're going through all of this persecution and tribulation with patience and faith.
Right.
And so he's saying that is absolutely to be admired. That is what it's all about. And you're doing so in that manner with patience and faith because God is the one who is the one that gets to take vengeance on all those people who are right, persecuting you. And so it's great here that in the Bible notes it says that the fact that the Thessalonians are increasing in faith and love while bravely enduring persecution is clear evidence that God is at work in them, preparing them for his kingdom. One day, the present situation will be reversed, for the persecutors will themselves suffer tribulation, and the persecuted will find rest when Christ returns.
Yeah.
And so that's a consolation. You know, that's nice to know.
They're heaping it up for themselves.
Right.
That's for sure. Just, the oppressors.
Right. Just the fact that those roles will be flipped.
Yeah.
And so every time you are being persecuted or you're going through tribulations because of your faith, because of the gospel, because of what you're doing for the Lord and the kingdom, just remember, do it with a smile. Take it with patience and faith because it will be flipped.
Yeah.
Completely flipped back on them.
Yep. Wow. And there's a lot of persecution right now against Christians. There's just, you know, I've seen examples of what we call, you know, politically the left, but there's such a venomous attitude toward Christ followers, yep, Christians,
right,
things that are just righteous, things that are wholesome, things that are moral. There is a hatred, a seething hatred toward it. And we're really seeing that become more and more overt
right
now. And so I think, you know, this is really going to be one for us to hang on. We're not talking about your nation being attacked and, you know, a warfare and defending your country. That's not what this is talking about.
Right.
This is the persecution that we see actually. It's like on a day-to-day basis, whether it's on social media or attacks from the left or academia and individuals as well. I mean, we see whether you're an athlete or a politician or a prominent person who proclaims your faith, look at the people attacking them for right, saying, I give glory to Jesus, my Savior, and they just attack,
yep,
you know, but that's okay. That's where, hey, just smile because God's going to take care of it.
That's right. God's going to take care of it because vengeance is his. As it says, the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance,
yeah,
on those who do not know God.
Take that.
And those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. So, hoo-wee.
Yep.
I wouldn't want to be them.
Mm-mm. Nope. Well, that's a good one. Good stuff. So, once again, was that first?
Second Thessalonians,
Thessalonians.
Chapter 1, verses 3 through 12.
All right, good one. I'll write that down. Oh, that's an encouraging one. I like it.
Yep, me too.
All right. Well, God is good. We will take a break here real quick. One of our favorites, praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. Absolutely. All right, guys, you stick around. This segment brought to you by Katie Armor, serious body armor for serious times. Check them out at CATI Armor, katiearmor.com. And we'll be back with segment two right after this.
of you may be asking yourselves, why should we be bothered with developing citizenship responsibilities? Well, there are many reasons. One of the primary reasons is that great principles do not live from generation to generation without being nurtured, without being kept vigorously alive. Unless we understand and work effectively for the principles upon which our American way of life is founded, the structure will crumble and our heritage of freedom will perish.
Welcome back, Christian Patriots. This is segment two of The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. And this segment brought to you by Prepping 2.0, helping to take your preps to the next level. And we need to be prepping right now. Right, Lady Liberty?
Oh, definitely, everyone. And welcome back to Fired Up Friday.
Yeah!
Well, we have this awesome clip here that we wanted to share with everyone. This is a prayer of the IDF soldiers in Israel moments before heading into battle in Gaza. And we wanted to play this for you because these IDF soldiers are praying to God. And this week we were talking about how the angels, they're seeing accounts of angels and things are miraculous things are happening to save them from all sorts of peril. And so we wanted to play this clip for you. We'll have them in the background. You can hear this prayer to God that they say before they go into battle. They say it. They say praise to God after they come out of battle. It's everything they're doing. They're even praying while they're shooting.
Yes.
And so,
and their platoon leader is like getting them riled up and kind of leading this.
Yes.
And it makes me think of what Joshua must have looked like getting the troops just fired up,
yes,
ready for the next battle.
Yeah, exactly. Their faith is great. And I like to see that. I mean, that's not very common. They are wholeheartedly involved with the Lord, and they're just, I mean, it's just awesome. So I'll read the translation as you can hear them saying this in the background. And it starts, "In our war, we will win. We will accept upon ourselves the yoke of the kingdom of heaven. We will call out to our Father in heaven, who will fight with us. With fire in our eyes, we are ready for this war. I ask for forgiveness from all. We are going together clean into battle. We are fighting in the name of Hashem. Hear Israel, hear Israel. Adonai is our God. Adonai is our God. Adonai is one. Adonai is one. God is king. God is king. God will be king forever and ever. There is nothing other than him. Fight, fight until victory." And that's it. And
that is pretty cool.
That's awesome because they are all in and they put God before them. And when it says Hashem actually in Hebrew means the name, because they'll say Hashem instead of saying Adonai. They're used interchangeably, but when they're singing or in public, they have such reverence for the name of God that they actually just say the name.
So they don't mess it up.
Yeah, so it's respected and revered.
Yes.
And so that's what they're saying when they say Hashem and Adonai. And Adonai in Hebrew actually means Lord, the plural of Adon. Adon is Lord. And so Adonai is the plural word meaning Lord.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very cool.
Yep.
All right. Before we wrap up here in just a couple of minutes, one thing that we talked about earlier on was President Trump releasing the summary of election fraud that stole the 2020 election. Now, imagine the timing. Remember yesterday when people are saying, oh, Epstein, who's going to be on the list? They're going to release the list. Who's on it? Who's on it? I'm like,
right.
You know what? While they're waving this in front of our faces now, even mainstream media is all part of the buzz. I'm like, hold on. What's the other hand doing?
Right, exactly.
And what are they trying to distract us from?
They held on to this one till the right moment.
You know, and so and of course, they J.D. Rucker picked up on this too with the Liberty Daily. You know, he says, isn't it interesting how this Epstein thing comes out right at the time when Trump drops all of this evidence of the voter fraud?
Right. He had a 32-page drop where he detailed the evidence that had it ever been properly adjudicated by an uncorrupted judge or judges, if such a thing still exists, the 2020 election would have been corrected. If corporate media had done their job and reported on it, a majority of Americans would have known the election was stolen. Neither happened, so now Trump can only use the information to justify his actions following the election.
Right.
And so he is, 32 pages worth of summary of election fraud. And fantastic, because he needs to do that. That needs to be on record in a court of law, and so he gets to do that.
Right.
And so where he, it says, those actions were righteous. As president of the United States, he swore an oath to defend the Constitution. It was under attack from multiple fronts in multiple states, so he tried to fulfill his duty. Unfortunately, he had weak legal representation, to say the least, on top of the corrupt officials engaged in the cover-up. So we are where we are today because of that.
That's
and
right.
So there's tons of stuff that he describes. In fact, he goes state by state for each of the amounts of fraud. But for instance, Pennsylvania was determined to be, Biden was determined to be the winner in Pennsylvania by 80,555 votes. However, months after the election, there were 121,240 more votes than voters. And so this is all of the kind of fraud that he has exposed in this drop.
There's just a ton of evidence. I mean, this 32 pages. Check it out at thelibertydaily.com. Look, President Trump releases summary election fraud that stole. That's what it's titled. Check it out. It's astounding. We all need to have this. We're going to post it on Telegram this morning. But you guys have a blessed weekend. Be safe. Join us Monday morning at 7 a.m. right here.
That's right. You all have a fantastic Fired Up Friday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.